Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, Israel continues with its final campaign in Gaza. Christians need to remain strong at this hour. And Hungary stands with Israel amid terror attack in Jerusalem. Israel has attacked the top leadership of Hamas outside Gaza, while the final military campaign in Gaza is ongoing. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news item is that Israel has attempted to assassinate the top leadership of Hamas, residing in the small Gulf nation of Qatar, via a pinpoint aerial attack. The attack in Qatar came one day after Hamas took credit for the worst terror attack in Jerusalem since the war began. In that attack, two Palestinian gunmen opened fire on a public transportation bus in Jerusalem. The attack killed six Israeli civilians and wounded several others. Israel and Hamas are at the point of truth, where Israel is insisting that Hamas be totally disarmed in Gaza, whereas Hamas is insisting that it still remain in power in any end-of-war and hostage release deal in Gaza. The Israeli military is now in the second week of a campaign to take control of the final Hamas stronghold in Gaza. It is reported that more than 100,000 Palestinians have been evacuated from the current war zone in Gaza. Also this week, an armed drone, an unmanned aerial vehicle, launched 1,000 miles away from Yemen, penetrated Israel's airspace and blew up inside the terminal of Israel's second-largest airport. That airport serves the resort and port city of Eilat, located on the Red Sea at the southern tip of Israel. Israel is now only 2 weeks away from the Jewish New Year, which begins what is religiously known as the Days of Awe. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, in the final part of an interview with Thomas Sandel, founder of the European Coalition for Israel, I invited him to share some of the important ways he's able to influence the European Parliament and the role Christians can play.
I think unless we speak out, things will get much worse. But we also have to remember that there are those good politicians. There are those who want to stand up for truth. I'm thinking here in the European Union, especially Katharina von Schnurbein, a very courageous coordinator in the combat against anti-Semitism. She is under immense pressure right now because she is standing so strong. And obviously in the UK, you have people in similar positions like Lord Eric Pickles and Lord John Mann that are combating anti-Semitism through legislative measures and having a very active voice in the House of Parliament and in government circles. So we shall, to quote one of your great heroes, never give up.
Yeah.
We have to keep fighting. We have to stand up for truth. And over these 22, 23 years that European Coalition for Israel has been active, we've seen that we do not do this work in vain. We see how people wake up, how when they get the right information, they change their mind. And we have to do this work one conversation at a time.
Well, that's great, Thomason. And what are some of the other challenges that the coalition is facing in the European Parliament in this autumn season?
Yeah, I think these are ongoing challenges, if you wish. As we said, on the one hand, how there are those nations, Ireland, Spain, Norway is not a member of the EU, but who are pushing very hard for recognition of a Palestinian state. This is not anything that the European Union can do, but the EU member states. This is certainly one of the top issues now for the next weeks ahead of the high-level week of the general debate of the UN General Assembly, whether the nations that have indicated France, Canada or Australia, other nations, if they will go through with the recognition. And as we've heard that the Americans are considering banning the Palestinian, the leadership of the Palestinian Authority to even enter U.S. soil and be part of that assembly meeting in New York. So things are, there's a lot of uncertainties right now, but these are three issues that are very high on the agenda. The push for sanctions and boycotts against Israel because of the war in Gaza, the push for recognition of a Palestinian state, and all of this leading to an increase of anti-Zionism, but especially anti-Semitism, Jew hatred. Believe it or not, here where I'm standing right now, just a few months ago, there were pictures of many, many of my colleagues from the Jewish community, their pictures, their address, and they were being accused of supporting genocide. I think this is, you know, where we are today, and looking ahead for the next few months, we can't expect things to quiet down in any way. We have to be ready for a rough ride, but as it says, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, and we really have to stand strong now.
So lastly, Thomas, what is your prayer for the European Parliament? And how can listeners pray for you at this time?
Yeah, my prayer is really that we would have, our message would be amplified in the best possible way. This means a number of meetings that we have here, conferences. We are going to record a program which you can see on also in the UK on Revelation TV, European Report, where we sit down with a member of European Parliament and discuss the current situation, that our message and the message of those who stand with Israel, that it would be amplified, it would be heard where it matters, so that those who feel, as I said earlier, disillusioned today, it's the propaganda is just too much for them to take in, that they would feel that no, they're not crazy, they're not on the wrong side of history, they are really standing up for truth. And I think it's so important right now to pray that the knees of those who feel that they are in a difficult position now because of their beliefs and their love for Israel, that they would be strengthened. That is my prayer. Yeah. If there was ever a time where we needed to stand strong, this is the time.
And for any of our listeners who would like to know more about the work of the coalition or get on your mailing list, what can they do, Thomas?
Exactly. Thank you for asking the question. We have a website, of course, ec4i.org, or you can simply Google European Coalition for Israel. When you get to the website, you see a button which says subscribe. We send out press releases and monthly reports, and I think they can be very helpful in this time where we are living right now to counter all the disinformation which is out there.
Well, it's great to catch up with you, and thank you so much for your time and insight, and I'm sure our listeners will really take hold of what you've been sharing and be able to pray about it and also be proactive as well, which is so important.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the program, and thank you for everything you are doing to stand up for Israel and your viewers as well.
That was Thomas Sandel. For more details about his work, go to www.ec4i.org. Finally, in response to the tragic terror attack in Jerusalem, claiming 7 lives and injuring 20, Hungary remains strong in its support for Israel. In a message of solidarity and prayer for Israel, Hungary's statement highlighted the unwavering support for Israel, the leadership of Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and the close friendship with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Hungarian Prime Minister encouraged Christians to stand with Israel, pray for the grieving families, and continue interceding during this time of sorrow and adversity. Please pray for Israel at this time of great loss, for the peace of Jerusalem and for the end to the war, and for all the hostages to be found. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.